Joe Biden's solution to inflation is to raise taxes among wealthy people. Now, Pete Ducey asked a very common sense question of the new press spokesperson. Jen Psaki has fled, predictably, for MSNBC, where she had really been the last couple of years, but instead of being on the news set, now the White House podium, now she's on the news set. And her place is being taken by Karine Jean-Pierre, who got her start with the radical organization MoveOn.org, and who made a name for herself by denying that Donald Trump was the rightful winner of the 2016 election. That was back when questioning the results of a national election was not tantamount to treachery, but just telling some hard truths. And for good measure, 2 years later, she denied that Stacey Abrams really lost the Georgia governor's race, which she really did lose by 50,000 votes. Anyway, have a listen to Pete Ducey questioning Karine Jean-Pierre and watch her dance, frantically looking for a way to plausibly explain Joe Biden's position.
The president's Twitter account posted the other day, "You want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share." Mm-hmm. How does raising taxes on corporations reduce inflation?
Are you talking about a specific tweet?
He tweeted, "You want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share."
Look, you know, we have talked about this past year making sure that the wealthiest among us are paying their fair share, and that is important to do, and that is something that the president has been working on every day when we talk about inflation.
Hey, stop the tape. He didn't ask if it's something that Joe Biden was pushing for. Everybody knows he's been pushing for that. He didn't ask whether the Biden administration had been talking about it. Everybody knows they've been talking about it. What he said was, the president said, if you want to bring down inflation, you should raise taxes on the wealthy. What is the connection between raising taxes on wealthy people and lowering inflation? What's the connection there? And she has no idea, and she's looking now at the briefing book, and you can tell she's trying to find a paragraph somewhere, a lily pad she could jump on, and it ain't happening. Let's continue.
Every day when we talk about inflation and lowering costs. And so it's very important that as we're seeing costs rise, as we're talking about how to, build an America that's safe, that's equal for everyone and doesn't leave anyone behind, that is an important part of that as well.
But how does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans?
So look, I think we encourage those who have done very well, right? Especially those who care about climate change to
Stop
support.
The tape. What? What does climate change have to do with any of this? Again, she is grasping for catchphrases and cliches and sentence fragments that will somehow, in this word salad, come together. I mean, this is worse than Kamala Harris. Let's continue.
Fair tax code that doesn't change, that doesn't charge manufacturers, workers, cops, builders a higher percentage of their earnings, that the most fortunate people in our nation, and not let that stand in the way of reducing energy costs and fighting this existential problem, if you think about that as an example, and to support basic collective bargaining rights as well, right? That's also important. But look, it is, without having a fair tax code, which is what I'm talking about, then manufacturing workers, cops, it's not fair for them to have to pay higher taxes than the folks that who are not paying taxes at all.
Well, stop the tape. Weren't we supposed to be talking about inflation here?
Yeah, the higher taxes of inflation, but she's not talking about that, is she?
Weren't we supposed to be talking about how to combat inflation?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get the summary here
from just the last few seconds here.
It has to do with inflation. The president said, you want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share.
Right.
She was almost like that Miss Teen South Carolina contestant back like almost 15, 20 years ago, trying to answer about Iran and the Iraq. And she just had
no answer
and stammered and got more confused and got more
exposed. Opposition to apartheid a clean air and a better society for everyone. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yeah. I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have that.
And that's how it comes off with Karine Jean-Pierre in that moment.
But Karine Jean-Pierre does want you to know, as did her predecessor, want you to know that Karine is the first woman of color member of the LGBTQ community to be a White House press spokesman. Okay.
Our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S.
That somehow isn't making her sound any more persuasive or any more compelling or any less preposterous than what you just heard over the last couple of minutes.